This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Art, have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested and I'm constantly tested.
Please clarify specifically, have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test?
Why? I don't know. There's like a million reasons why.
He meant the COVID tests. The COVID tests. He didn't mean cognitive.
I don't think so.
No, I have not been protected. I have not been tested for the coronavirus.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say?
This is so racist, man. You're so friggin' racist.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Breaking news tonight. President Trump telling us just moments ago on this broadcast what he is hearing about the Justice Department investigation of Obamagate.
Now it's up to our Attorney General. I didn't want to get overly involved, but I do hear it's breathtaking what they found. That's all I can say, breathtaking. It's beyond what anybody ever thought even possible.
I believe you didn't know that what you signed was wrong. The question is, if you had known, you wouldn't have signed it. Is that correct?
If I had known that it contained incorrect information, I certainly wouldn't have signed it.
Okay. Did Comey go rogue?
You could use that term, yes.
Unchained and unstoppable.
So starting today, we're going to do something new in New York City. We will have checkpoints at key entry points to the city.
Sounds like Nazi Germany to me.
Failure to quarantine is a violation. In fact, under certain circumstances, the fines can be as high as $10,000.
Your papers are not in order.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
There are going to be checkpoints all over the Northeast, you know? Checkpoint, here in Massachusetts, we call them Checkpoint Charlie for the governor, Governor Parker. Somebody mentioned earlier, a Rhode Island texter said, I live in Coventry, Rhode Island. We've had 300 cases in my county. And so I have to go, so I have to quarantine before I can go to the Market Basket in Fall River, where they've had 8 times or 10 times as many people test positive and come down with the infection. Again, none of it makes any sense whatsoever. I'll read you these things later on. I'll just read you the headlines. This is just today. You know, you heard De Blasio, the $10,000 fines. In Maine, Governor Mills extends state of civil emergency for 5th time. North Carolina, Republicans strike out on overriding Governor Cooper vetoes. Gyms and fitness centers to remain closed. Raimondo, Rhode Island needs to get a bit more serious, Raimondo says in response to new travel restrictions. They just want to keep everything shut down, including the schools, until November 4th. And then they want to say, oh, it's too dangerous to have voting in the precincts, which are to a large degree in schools. And so we're going to have mail-in votes, and that way they can steal the election or try to steal the election. That's so clear that you can't really deny it, although the Democrats will for forever and ever until November 4th when the election's over. Time now for the Chump Line.
So I'm trying to figure out what's worse, being called a deplorable by Hillary Clinton, a junkie by Sleepy Joe Biden, or a chump by the Howie Carr Show.
Well, you've proven you're a chump by calling the Chump Line. So it's not really an attack on me. It's merely a statement of fact.
Joe Biden's favorite foods are tapioca pudding and word salad.
Soon the American people will have a chance to judge my mental and physical The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week celebrating the return of professional sports, such as they are. Problem is, just when we thought it was safe to at least watch hockey, they ruined that for us. We think we're going back to our new favorite sport, downhill dirt track marble racing.
Hey, Howie, I think they're rearranging the deck chairs in Biden's head.
You know, even when you look at the old cuts of Joe Biden from the 1980s, I mean, you wouldn't say, now that's a guy who's a member of Mensa. That's a guy who could have been a brain surgeon or a rocket scientist if he hadn't decided to go into politics. But it's so much worse now. I mean, he's just... The New York Post had a front page today. They had a picture of Joe Biden, and they said, Silver Alert, Joe Biden. Thought that was appropriate.
The left doesn't want plugs in the debate. They know that Trump would seal his fate. He would work Joe like a piece of clay dough. And by the time the Dems reshaped him, it would be too late.
I don't even think Trump would have to walk around behind Biden to freak him out like he did in St. Louis with Hillary Clinton in that last town hall debate. All he would have to do would be to ask him some of those questions from the cognitive test. You know, draw a circle and just hand it to Joe with a Sharpie and say, Joe, 9:15. Draw 9:15 on the clock. That would be the end.
Vote for Joe. He's not a junkie.
Junkie's kind of an old-fashioned word, too. It's not as old-fashioned as malarkey, but it's somewhat outdated, isn't it?
What are you, a junkie? Hey, here's my son's phone number. He'll pick you right up. Next question.
Yeah, when he's... Sir, are you addressing me or your son? And he goes, oh, that's right. Oh, God bless you. Stand up, Errol.
Howie, John Kasich calling. As a keynote speaker at the Democrat convention, I just wanted to say I support mail-in voting because as a son of a mailman, I know you can trust the post office to determine the future of our country.
Remember, John Kasich, 4 years ago, he was the governor of Ohio. The Republican convention was in Cleveland and he couldn't be bothered going, but he's going to travel outside the state in the midst of the panic to address the convention.
Maisie, give me your answer too. You're just crazy, and so is the rest of your crew. It was nice to see you walk away, this much is true. Keep on walking out of town, take the rest of your Dem friends too.
Let's play a little bit of Cut 13, Taylor. This is Maisie talking about how riots and looting are all guaranteed by the First Amendment.
By the way, you know, the Republicans are constantly using, I have to say, you brought it up yourself, the deaths of these black police officers, Patrick Underwood and David Dorn, for making political points. And the fact that it was right-wing extremists who killed Officer Underwood, that seems to be lost in this argument. And now there are all these attacks about Black Lives Matter and what they're saying. I mean, how many of us even think that defunding police departments it should be taken literally? I mean, I certainly don't. So, you know, we have this pesky thing called freedom of speech. And I'd say the people who support Black Lives Matter, and if they're calling for various boycotts and all that, that's called freedom of speech. And that's what this hearing title is. Protecting speech.
Yeah. Fry them like bacon. That's freedom of speech. And it shouldn't be taken literally. That's Maisie Hirono from Hawaii.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. Like COVID, Hurricane Isaiah, ISIL, ISIS, whatever, doesn't take the summer off. Until Tim Murray can personally assess all of the storm damage, including contact tracing, every down branch, we will be rolling back to phase one.
And don't forget the squirrel with the bubonic plague. I know he was only in Colorado, but that's only 2,000 miles away. And the murder, and the homicide hornets, and that kid, that little kid who tested for West Nile virus. Nobody's allowed out after 6 o'clock at night.
So Sally Yates says Comey went rogue. I'd say that's putting it mildly. In most countries, they offer him a cigarette and a blindfold.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to be next to Sally Yates in a foxhole. Or James Comey, or Andrew McCabe, or Brennan, or Clapper, or any of those people. Bunch of front-running snakes from the deep state.
Escape from New York, starring everybody.
Yeah. That's really a tourist draw that you could be fined $10,000 for coming into New York City without your papers. Are they going to have checkpoints on the Tappan Zee Bridge? Probably.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you can't get enough of the chump line, we also have a podcast that goes down at 7 o'clock every night after the show. Chopped Chumps, get it, Chopped Chumps, the messages that ended up on the cutting room floor, wherever you get your Howie Carr podcasts. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week celebrating the return of professional sports, such as they are. Problem is, just when we thought it was at least safe to watch hockey, they ruined that for us. We think we're going back to our new favorite sport, downhill dirt track marble racing.
Escape from New York, starring everybody.
Yeah. And I think it's going to take more than a drink and a home-cooked meal from Governor Cuomo to get people to come back to New York. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want to hear your music, not your roommates or your family's music or their podcasts. And Raycon wireless earbuds are the way to go. Get 15% off your Raycon order right now at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Grace and I swear by our Raycon earbuds. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Has Joe Biden ever taken a cognitive test? Not a COVID test, a cognitive test.
No, has he ever taken a urinalysis test, too, to prove that he doesn't use cocaine and he isn't a junkie?
No, but Hunter would be able to teach him how it goes. 89% say he has not taken a cognitive test.
All right. 844-500-4242. So how are they going to explain that he's asking a black guy if he's a junkie? You know, if it were Trump who was saying that, it would be proof, yet again, that he's a racist, a sexist, a xenophobe, an Islamophobe, you know, everything, a nativist. But Joe Biden, it's just Uncle Joe.
At this point, there's got to be more evidence that Joe Biden's more of a racist than Trump is purported to be, right?
Right. I mean, we look at that. That's right there. I mean, you could. How many times has he made statements like that? Just sort of casually slurring black people, you know? Whether it's talking about how Barack Obama was the first mainstream, articulate, clean, he called him a clean person, a clean candidate for president, I've seen Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton before. They look like they take showers every day.
And there's probably more evidence that Joe Biden is more homophobic than Donald Trump is purported to be.
Is there?
Well, didn't he do a lisping waiter kind of thing?
Oh, that's right. The guy on the Amtrak one. The
Grandpa one too. Simpson. That's a different story. Yeah.
And he's also a guy who brags about how much he tips, which is usually another sign that you got a problem. You know, that's one of those things. Let someone else post on the waiter's website how good a tipper you are. You don't have to brag about it yourself if there's any problems. Anyway, Governor Mills, this is in Maine, has once again extended the state of civil emergency in Maine. 30 more days. It's the fifth time she's extended it. Maine ranks third lowest in the nation in terms of positive cases, eighth lowest in the nation in terms of deaths, fourth lowest in the terms of patients hospitalized out of 36 states reporting, but it's going to be another crackdown. Republicans in North Carolina General Assembly, Raleigh, have been unable to override vetoes from Governor Roy Cooper to speed up easing restrictions, which have kept some businesses like gyms and fitness centers open because of the new coronavirus. The fact that they can't override his vetoes leaves it up to the courts. That has borne mixed results in North Carolina. A judge last month ruled against Ace Speedway. That's the ones who claimed they put a big sign up that said this is a protest and they let everybody in. I love those guys. They're in Alamance County. While another judge this week gave the green light to bowling alleys. Bowling alleys! Now, do they have candle pens and 10 pens in North Carolina? So is there a difference? Are 10 pens allowed but candle pens aren't? I don't know. You know, they could be parsing it a little bit. Meanwhile, Raimondo says Rhode Island needs to get a little bit more serious. We're teetering right now. We're at a very fragile place. No, I think your businesses are, Governor Raimondo. You're not teetering. If you go to Massachusetts, you need to quarantine for 14 days or provide proof of a negative COVID test within 72 hours before you go. She said, adding, it does not apply if you're going for work. This does not apply to commuters or if you're seeking medical care. Because we've been talking about with the VIPs about this, that the COVID virus is very discriminating. It knows if you're crossing the line to go to work or if you're going to shop at the market basket. It knows. It knows if it will attack you if you're just going to a CVS to buy some aspirin. But if you're seeking chiropractic, will it attack you if you're seeking chiropractic help? Because they're not licensed doctors, right? But it's still medical, right? It will attack you if you go see the optometrist, but not if you go across the border to see an ophthalmologist. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I mean, after all that's gone on in these states, especially the northeastern states, would anyone be surprised if the governor banned one kind of bowling, whether it's candle pens or 10 pens, and said the other kind was okay? Would that make any less sense than anything else that these people have been doing? No. 844-500-4242-937 says the left is providing the entire nation a frightening sneak preview of life under Democrat rule. and people who have no use for Trump are silently biding their time until election day. The polls be damned. The working people of this republic won't opt for suicide. I hope you're right. 937-844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, how's it going, Howie?
Hey, good.
Yeah, Joe Kennedy signs, spotted them all in the Maplewood section. Quite a few people were out there. Just on hanging on one corner. That's about it. But still, you know.
Did you see both he and Markey came out last night? They want to basically legalize prostitution. That's a great idea, huh?
Hey, why not? They got to let them pay taxes, too. That's more money for the state. Why not? You know, hey, you know, don't forget, in Rhode Island, until they close the loop, you can do this prostitution going on inside, not walking the streets.
Yeah.
And that was like when Kennedy's son was in there.
Patches.
Until he got out, that's when they closed up the loophole.
Yeah. Well,
why not? Let them pay taxes, too.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the way it's going to work. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, I thought that, sex workers were victimized by the male patriarchal society. But now suddenly it's okay. It's like, you know, it's not going to be long before they're not going to just settle for legalizing pot. They're going to be talking about cocaine. Maybe not Joe Biden, because he doesn't like cocaine for whatever reason. But, I wasn't Kennedy. I think Kennedy was against marijuana legalization not that long ago for obvious reasons. He knows what kind of problems his family's had with drugs. But now, hey, he's all in, because that's the way. It's an Amtrak to Wilmington. I'm in the club car, or is it the dining car? There's a gay waiter that I know. It was Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He told me, Joe, I'm gay. I said, I don't even know who you are, man. Don't hand me no malarkey. Come on, man. Thanks for the call, John. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Howie. How you doing? I just wanted to say, we need to take the masks off in mass numbers, even in the stores. If we cannot accomplish this, we won't stop a forced vaccination. We can't stop Charlie from monitoring us. And I believe you and you have the power to do this, to lead us into this, to advocate for it. And it's the only way. And I think you could create a problem that Charlie Baker can't handle. That's all.
I don't know if I want to. I think I just want to handle this one person at a time. You know, I mean, I'm going less and less, I hate to say it, to stores. I just, the VIPs haven't seen this, but out in the hall, I just got a delivery from Amazon, my coffee, you know? I mean, I've never ordered coffee from Amazon before, but I'm with you, Dan. I don't want to have to screw around with these stupid masks. And then when I take a walk at night, I go past this ice cream place and people are hanging out, you know, and I'm not wearing a mask, and they're always giving me dirty looks. They don't say anything to me, but they're always giving me the evil eye. And I think that the time to get rid of this, Dan, is on November the 3rd. We just got to just vote out all these fools. And I know you can't vote out Charlie Parker this time around, but you just got to vote against anybody you can that's in on this this attempt to give us a taste of what the Democrats would like to impose on us. And not just the Democrats, but mainly the Democrats and a few of their fellow travelers like Charlie Parker. Thanks for the call, Dan.
Hey, Howie, have you ever bummed a mask off someone yet?
No, I haven't.
I have.
You have?
Yeah, where you're outside a restaurant or something, you got to get your way in, but you don't have a mask. You go, hey, you got an extra mask on you? You got a mask you can
Well, you know what I always see? This ice cream place I go to, I walk by it in the morning on my way to get a cup of coffee. There's always masks on the ground, on the sidewalk.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't pick a cigarette up off the ground and put it in my mouth, but I would bum one off of someone. I'm not picking masks off the street.
Well,
that's
if you want
gross.
An ice cream, maybe you got to pay the price.
I went to a store today and I didn't have a mask, so I had a t-shirt around my face, and the kid at the register said, "Do you want a mask?" Because I was holding it with one hand around my head.
Yeah.
And he said, "I can give you one of these if you want. That looks kind of annoying." So I've been getting my fair share of free masks out of this situation. Not to brag.
I sometimes carry a mask in my pocket just in case. Just so I can, you know, show it to somebody. But I hate wearing masks. It's just so stupid. It doesn't mean anything. In March, Fauci was saying it was just a feel-good mechanism. It was a placebo, is what they call it. And now it's mandatory, and he wants to put goggles on top of everything else. I mean, what the hell? Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Howie, my captain, how many years has it been? 22? I've been with you since the beginning. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for being with us.
I just drove cross country with my son. He wanted to go see Area 51 and Roswell and all that other stuff and see America. So I took him across country.
Right.
And I can't tell you the differences in masking and unmasking that we saw along the way. So many truck stops were completely anal, and so many others were just like, no, thank you. We're not wearing a mask. It depended on the state, you know, and so on. And the hotels we went to, oh, my God, some of them, in one direction to New Mexico, they said, we don't care about the masks. Coming back in the other direction to another hotel on a different highway, they were nuts about us. They were Nazi about us wearing masks.
Yeah.
No offense to anyone. But what a difference. It's just... This country is nuts, Howie.
I know. I agree. I see people wearing masks, and they're young people especially. And I just want to say, excuse me, do you people know how to read charts? Can you take a look at the dashboard, the coronavirus dashboard? You're not in any kind of danger. You're outdoors. How about the people? I see people in convertibles wearing masks. What's up with that? What's up with wearing a mask when you're on a bicycle? I don't get it. I just don't get it. How about these hotels too? That I hear that some hotels they can't get any help because of the unemployment, and so they basically don't have any room service. They don't have any restaurants. All the little newsstand, convenience stores in the lobby, they're all shut down. And a lot of them, they don't have any housekeeping whatsoever. You just, if you're there for two nights, nobody comes in and makes your bed or anything like that. I mean, how do these hotels think they're going to attract people? I mean, you're almost better off to sleep in your car. You can save a lot of money, and it's not going to be all that much different, is it? Thanks for the call, Tim. Evidence mounts that mail-in voting will only bring fraud and chaos. This is from Insights, Issues and Insights editorial board. Four elections were overturned because of voter fraud involving absentee and mail-in ballots. This is just recently, including a school board election in California, a Miami mayoral election, a primary election in Indiana, and a congressional election in North Carolina. And that was Republicans stealing the votes in North Carolina, by the way. So it's not 100% Democrat. In North Carolina, the State Board of Elections found that concerted fraudulent activities related to absent by mail ballots and ruled the election was corrupted by fraud, improprieties, and irregularities so pervasive that its results are tainted as the fruit of an operation manifestly unfair to the voters and corrosive to our system of representative government. And the Democrats said, damn, we didn't think of that first. Among other things, the investigation found forged signatures, falsified witness certifications, pressure on voters to fill out ballots a certain way, and, quote, fraudulently voted blank or incomplete ballots. There's now an investigation underway in Paterson, New Jersey, in which residents have been charged with criminal election fraud in an all-male municipal election. They indicted two elected politicians, members of the city council on that one. Evidence is surfacing of everything from voters reporting they never received their absentee ballots, even though they were recorded as having voted, to accusations that one of the campaigns may have submitted fraudulent ballots. In July, last month, former Pennsylvania Democrat Congressman Michael Ozzie Myers was charged with ballot stuffing, bribery, and obstruction of justice in the 2014, 2015, and 2016 Democrat primaries. A West Virginia mail carrier has pleaded guilty to earlier this year to attempted election fraud by altering ballot request forms. Fraud doesn't have to be widespread to alter the results. President Donald Trump won the 2016 election by flipping three states, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, with a total vote margin of just 77,000 votes. 77,000 votes. New York City. On Tuesday, a federal judge ordered the city to count those ballots in a Brooklyn election that had been invalidated for lack of a postmark. The past four presidential elections in Oregon, there were 177,000 ballots listed as undeliverable, 29,000 rejected. This is just in Oregon, and the fate of 870,000 unknown. That's in Oregon. Almost a million just in Oregon alone. Postal Service Inspector General investigation of the April 7th Wisconsin primary found that more than 3,500 absentee ballots never made it to voters. Hundreds had no postmarks. Over the past four presidential elections, the post office sent 2 million absentee ballots to the wrong addresses. Now imagine all this going on nationwide. The confusion, lawsuits, and acrimony will make the Florida recount of 2000 look quaint. And for what? For public health reason? There's no scientific basis for such fears. Besides, if people can protest in the streets, gather for a prominent politician's funeral, or shop every week at the grocery store without causing undue harm to public health, surely they can stand in line 6 feet apart and wearing masks to vote in person. Leftist groups have already been filing lawsuits in states across the country, not only to force the states to send mail-in ballots to every name on an often outdated and error-riddled voter registration lists, but even to ban the most basic protections against fraud. Democrats don't just want to let everyone vote by mail. They want to abolish witness and signature requirements. They want to allow vote harvesting, whereby paid activists can collect ballots en masse and deliver them to the post office. Other than that, what could there possibly go wrong, right? I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242-207. I was in an anti-shutdown protest at Mills, the governor's mansion in Augusta. A car kept circling us. He had a huge sign on top of his car, murderers, it said. Must have taken many hours to build. I kept an eye on that guy. Truly deranged. And here's another 207. I have underlying health concerns, conditions. Why is it such a burden to wear a mask? Because it's unnecessary. I believe Dr. Fauci when he said it was unnecessary. Okay? You can believe him when he says it was real. So we have a choice. You know, it's freedom. It's our First Amendment rights, freedom of religion. You believe in masks? I believe in no masks, okay? So you don't bother me, I don't bother you. I can't believe I'm hearing how we advocate against wearing. No, again, you can wear whatever you want. This is the type of rhetoric that is asinine, ignorant, and keeps this virus alive. It's going to be alive. It's not going to be wiped out by wearing a mask, okay? It's going to be wiped out by herd immunity. You say I'm ignorant? Study the charts. Study the charts. Read Alex Berenson and all the mask skeptics. Do you think Charlie Parker and Janet Mills know what they're talking about? They're morons. Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Captain.
Hi.
Hey, my body, my choice, right? Right, Kevin?
Right. You know what? That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Keep your morality out of my nose and my face.
Yeah, absolutely, brother. Hey, listen. So, you know, anyone with a biology 101 education knows that anything viral cannot live outside in UV light in 90, 95 degree heat, right?
Right.
So my kid plays youth, I'll just leave it at that, the softball. So they have these events now. You can't call them tournaments because you can't have a winner and play multiple teams.
Right.
You have to kind of play the same team all weekend, right?
Right.
So they've said, do not go in the dugouts, open-air dugouts, because that's against the rules. But they can congregate outside the dugout. So we've got our girls on the fence, and we've told them COVID is smart enough to know you cannot go in there, but you can go out there. Like, it's insane. And so we just laugh at it. We tell the girls it's a joke. And, you know, these are 12-year-old girls, and they already get it. It's a scam. They just laugh at it. We don't wear masks.
Right. I know. And then, you know, I told the mailroom manager that the Little League teams aren't allowed to play other teams, but they can play themselves. And we drive by and she says, look, they're in uniforms and they're playing. And I said, yeah, they all in the same uniforms, but they can't play the other team in the league, which is probably they got players that live next door to the players that they would be playing against, but they're only allowed to play themselves. Because apparently COVID knows that it can only go after people on other teams, right? So if you're wearing an Orioles uniform and you're playing a team wearing Red Sox uniforms, the COVID will go after it. But if you're just playing Orioles, people with Orioles uniforms, COVID takes the day off, takes the summer off, despite what Charlie Parker says, right? 844-500-4242. We're going to do the death pool. This will be the last death pool for a while. We want to get it done. Olivia de Havilland died right after we had the last death pool less than 2 weeks ago. So we will be doing the death pool in the final hour of the show tonight. Stand by. 844-500-4242. Get your pick ready to go. It's going to be a fun hour coming up. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.